Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back to the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Here on 104.5 The Zone, Wendy's home of the $5 Biggie Bag. Chad Withrow, Paul Kuharski with you, and we are joined every Friday by John McClain from the Houston Chronicle on with us right now. John, how are you today?
Couldn't be better. I'm watching the Astros right now. As you can imagine, our city is quite a buzz, being favored to win the World Series, unlike 2017 when they were not. A lot of pressure comes with that. Being favored, but I've got to go downtown across the street from the ballpark and do a remote. And if I time it right, I'm going to get there right as the stadium's emptying out. But
perfect.
People are pumped, I can tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. It's a fun time of year with all that going on, with football, with the start of hockey season, with everything. Great game last night. Seahawks win it 30-29 over the Rams. Rams now have dropped two straight games. Similar fashion to the Titans, who dropped that Sunday game and then a Thursday night game, and the Rams have now lost two in a row.
Which is surprising considering the complaints about the Rams have been about their offense. And then Wade Phillips' defense gives up 55 points to the Buccaneers, who just blown a game against the Giants, and rookie quarterback Daniel Jones made no sense. It's amazing how many upsets there were last week, how many teams like the Titans were underdog on the road, and they won. Like Carolina came in here, people were so fired up about the Texans winning on the road against the Chargers and withstanding a furious rally by Phillip Rivers. Then they come home favored by, I think it was 6, to beat a quarterback, Kyle Allen, making the third start of his career, who was benched at his last year at the University of Houston. And the Texans offense just stunk it up big time 1 week after having a great game against the Chargers. It's just hard to figure right now. The AFC South is the epitome of mediocrity. 4-2-2 teams.
What do you make of Stephon Diggs? Mike Zimmer now says, I don't know if we'll see him on Sunday. Obviously, stuff going on there that's deeper than the surface. And surface, he's saying some stuff. You know, there's truth in every rumor, which isn't necessarily true.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, Paul, but I don't like players who quit on their team. If you want to be traded, say you want to be traded, and then get out there and bust your butt. Don't sit out and say that you're hurt because you're trying to avoid injury and force a trade. I don't know how you can look your teammates in the eye. And I don't care if he's mad at Kirk Cousins or what. Yeah, they've gone to more of a running game. His targets are down. Adam Thielen's targets are down. Both of them are unhappy. But, I mean, the season is 4 games old. Let it play out a little bit. I don't like this. Antonio Brown torched his way out of Cleveland, out of Pittsburgh. He torched his quarterback in front office, and then he quit on his team when they were trying to make the playoffs. It just bothers the heck out of me, and it sends a bad message about teams that may want to acquire you.
Phone lines are open. Your chance to talk some NFL with John McClain, the man in black himself, at 615-737-1045. 737-1045. You can ask anything about any team in the NFL. John can answer it. 737-1045.
Odds that Jalen Ramsey has a bad back, or has he simply seized control of his situation?
Maybe, Paul.
A hold in. Is this a hold in?
He's got an injury. He's never missed a game, I don't think, because of an injury. He's always been a great player. But he just happened to get hurt with a mysterious injury right after he wanted to be traded. And Doug Marrone couldn't tell us last week at his news conference when he got hurt. He kind of rolled his eyes. So I don't know. I just don't like the way players are going about it. And if they get what they want, more power to them. But, man, you got to be able to look in the mirror
615-737-1045 if you want to jump in. John, Vikings-Giants this weekend. Do you think that Daniel Jones can continue his magic so far with New York?
I mean, why not? He's playing against a team that's got controversy going on. They were 2-0 with him. I mean, why not? There's a lot of young quarterbacks playing very well right now. The Vikings are struggling. They're certainly ripe to being beaten on the road. I picked the Giants to win the game, so it won't surprise me if they do.
Got to feel good about the Giants considering that Barkley's out and going to be out. I mean, but if he gets off to this kind of start and then don't have the running back, it's going to be awfully nice when Saquon Barkley returns, who you would figure would be carrying that team.
He's got a high ankle sprain, and that's the toughest kind. They acted like he could play this week. You're not going to go from in a boot limping off for a celebration on the sideline or end zone to playing the next week. And that they need to make sure he's 100% before they bring him back, because, I mean, I don't think they're going to the playoffs this year. And if you're not going to the playoffs, just be bad. Get a high draft pick.
Phone lines are open, 615-737-1045, 737-1045. Let's go to the phones. Donna will lead things off with John McClain. Donna, welcome in.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you're having a great day. Mr. Donna, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
Long-time Miami Dolphins fan, live in the Nashville area.
Condolences.
Titans on a second, but in your opinion, what in the world does the organization down in Miami need to do to right the ship? And I'll listen. Thank you so much.
They need to use all those draft choices they've acquired wisely. They need to coach them well. Fans need to be patient because they're built for 2 or 3 years. They're trying to get the top quarterback, Justin Herbert of Oregon or Pia Tagovailoa from Alabama, or it could be somebody else who emerges. And then when they get him, they got to coach him. We don't know if Brian Flores is a good head coach. He's been a defensive coordinator who came up through the ranks with New England, so we don't have any clue. Chris Greer is the general manager making the moves in personnel, and he's got a good reputation. So it's hard to hit on all your number one picks. So they've got enough where I guess they make a couple of mistakes. They're going to have a lot of money under the salary cap. Hopefully they'll spend both wisely.
What are you thinking about San Francisco at this stage? They had a very early bye, which is not a favorable setup at all. They host Cleveland this weekend in a matchup between two teams that people consider emerging. But it's early for San Francisco, especially because they haven't played a fourth game like most teams.
I agonized over that pick. I ended up going with the Browns because they got more talent. Jimmy Garoppolo's played well. But this is a good test for the 49ers. If they win to stay 4-0 at home, it'll be another nail in the Browns' coffin after a really good game at Baltimore and with home games coming up. So I picked the Browns to win. It won't surprise me either way.
That could be a pretty good game, and that's a far better Monday night matchup going in, certainly, than Cincinnati-Pittsburgh was. Or you've got some beauties coming up. You look forward to Week 8, Miami at Pittsburgh. That's going to be a real ratings grab.
If I'm those networks and I'm paying NFL all those billions, I want to be able to flex out of games. And, it's ridiculous to have Miami playing any national television game this year.
Your phone calls right now for John McClain from the Houston Chronicle talking NFL. 615-737-1045, 737-1045. Let's go next to David. David, welcome in. You're on with John McClain.
Hey, fellas. Hey, John. How y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm going old school here because I grew up an Oilers fan and a Earl Campbell fan who was at practice yesterday. And I've never heard any real good stories on Earl Campbell, John. So I was wondering if you have any or what is your favorite Earl Campbell story?
John, Earl is in town. He's got a big signing tomorrow at a giant event here. Pete Rose is there, too. We had him on as a guest yesterday. Pete, Earl was at practice yesterday, I think for the first time at the Titans facility. It was after practice, so that's not when we have our availability. Jim Wyatt had some good tweets of him greeting people And Keith Bullock tweeted, "Damn, I never met Earl Campbell."
I don't know if Earl ever come up there. He lives in Austin. He comes back here a lot for events. You know, he and Bum Phillips and Dan Pastorini, the quarterback, were the cornerstones of the Love You Blue era. And I'll tell you an interesting thing about Earl. People think that his health is bad right now because of the way he was run into the ground. And he's not. It's because he had a congenital spinal defect, stenosis, and they didn't find it out till afterward. And he's had multiple back operations, and his goal is to be able to play golf again. I don't know if he'll ever get there, but in the preseason of 19, this is a story I've written and talked about a lot, but it, like, they did a documentary on him, so they didn't have it in there because they didn't interview me. But in the preseason of 1984 training camp, the Oilers traded receiver Mike Renfro to the Cowboys for receiver Butch Johnson. And Butch was famous for doing the California Quake end zone dance. So one day in practice, back then I could go up in the coach's tower and watch practice. And I did that every day because you had such a better, so much better of a vantage point. And so I was up there, and Butch Johnson scored a touchdown, even though he didn't have to. He just caught a pass, kept running, did the California Quake. And then Earl, he got the ball, and he got into the secondary, and he didn't need to keep running, but he did. And he did the California Quake, and he hurt his knee and had to be helped off. And because they wanted to trade him to New Orleans, where Bum Phillips was coaching, they didn't let him get surgery on his knee. And today, of course, that wouldn't happen. So he ended up going to New Orleans for a first-round draft choice, never playing well again because of his knee. So that's what happened to him in the NFL. The problems now have been his back injury. And when he comes to Houston, I was at a fundraiser to introduce him in the offseason. It's amazing to me. You know, he entered the NFL in 1978, the first overall pick from the University of Texas. And he still draws lines from people lining up who were too young to ever see him play. So it's a mystique about him, plus the fact you can, at the touch of a hand, Google him and see his highlights. I've never seen any highlights I like watching more. And every time I go to the Hall of Fame, I watch him. And watching Earl Campbell run over people.
He really does have that mystique and pull on stuff.
Yes.
It's funny. I never really thought of it that way, but tons of people who are not of his era or did not see him, for a guy that didn't win a championship, it doesn't have necessarily the pedigree. Though Heisman is Heisman, right? You know, there's a mystique to that automatically. But he was terrific in the interactions we saw him. He called Mariota over in particular and commended him on his leadership. And guys were really drawn to him yesterday, you could tell.
Earl Campbell led the NFL in rushing his first 3 years, rookie year, MVP, and his season was cut short because of that knee injury, but he still was an easy pick for the Hall of Fame. And if anybody ever wants to Google it, Google Earl Campbell and Isaiah Robertson. That was a hit against the Rams in which he gored their linebacker, knocked him backward. And then the other one is Earl Campbell and Jack Tatum, which is still the hardest hit I've ever seen and heard on the goal line in the Astrodome against the Raiders.
And I think those backs who run people over, it's a small segment of the population, and there's certainly a fascination with that. Guys who just put their head down and knock people backwards.
They don't do that anymore.
Well, Derrick Henry does it sometimes.
Let's go back to the phone.
If they duck their head
and hit
somebody today, it's a penalty on the running back.
Back to the phone, 737-1045. Brandon is next. Brandon, welcome in.
Hey, John. It's a pleasure, man. You have one of the most unique voices in sports media, and I love it.
Thank you, Brandon.
Absolutely. My question is about the Steelers. It's twofold, and I'll try to make it quick. Now we've had a little bit of tape on Mason Rudolph. What do you think the Steelers going forward, what, you know, plans are with him, I guess, obviously long-term, and if you like him? And what do you think about the trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick giving up the first-round pick? And I will listen off there, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon. It's obvious, and Kevin Colbert admitted they had Fitzpatrick rated really high. And by making that deal, that showed you they're not throwing in the towel on this season. I picked them to win Sunday. I believe they will. I think I watched Rudolph at Oklahoma State a lot, and I thought he was a good quarterback who came from a pass-oriented system. It's not fair to him, of course, to be measured against Ben Roethlisberger. It's inevitable. Ben said he's coming back stronger than ever next year, and I'm sure that's what's going to happen. And the key is that if Rudolph doesn't turn it over and James Conner could stay healthy, because he got good receivers, if their defense – Pittsburgh's got to play the kind of physical, intimidating defense it used to. I don't know if you can be intimidating anymore because of the rules, but they got to make it where when people go to Pittsburgh, they dread going there because they know they're going to have their most physical game. But I think they're still capable of winning that division, as is Cleveland and of course, Baltimore. The only one it isn't is Cincinnati.
John, let's quickly get some of your thoughts on some of the bigger games this weekend. Let's start with Sunday Night Football. Indianapolis in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
I think Colts are going to blow them out. Patrick Mahomes will eat up their secondary.
You mean the Chiefs will blow them out?
Yeah, the Chiefs will blow them out.
Packers-Cowboys, Sunday afternoon, 3:25.
I think Cowboys are going to win, even though Aaron Rodgers is 6-2 against them and 2-0 at all. Arlington, I still think the Cowboys are going to bounce back.
How about the Bucs coming off that huge win at New Orleans with the Saints trying to sustain?
If the Saints can beat Seattle and Dallas with great defense, they ought to be able to play great defense against the Bucs. So I have no way I'm picking against the Saints at home after the way they played the last two games.
Packers at Cowboys.
I just asked them about that one.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Falcons-Texans, I definitely wanted to ask you about.
Well, I picked it 2 weeks ago. I picked the Texans losing the Chargers. They won. Last week, I picked them to beat the Panthers, and they lost. I had a lot of people saying, please don't pick the Texans, but I did. I picked them by 3.
We are expecting a massive Buffalo influx here. The bar scene last night already, massive. Bills Mafia invades Nashville. They're going to be happy or sad on Sunday evening?
Oh, I picked the Titans to be able to bounce back the way they did in Atlanta. You know, maybe they play better on the road. They should be able to shut down the Bills' offense. Ought to be a low-scoring game.
John McClain, every Tuesday and Friday right here on the Midday 180. Love having John's insight and experience here on this show here in Nashville. John, it's always fun. Thanks so much, man.
Chad Paul, thank you guys very much, and good luck to the Titans.
Have a great weekend. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle.